Do you recall the people that you worked with? Who was your manager there at the time?
A man named Hutchison.
Yeah.
He was a gentleman. He really was a gentleman. And he wasn't fit to be. He was too much of a gentleman to be working in a factory, but he was a gentleman. I got on very well with him. But I was working in, most of the time then, I was over in New Street. Whitty, a man named Whitty. Oh, he was a dog.
Oh, what?
And he was the kind that genuflect when you pass me by, you know. Oh, he was a devil.
Yeah.
He's terrible temper.
Yeah. And when you were in New Street, were you doing the same kind of work in New
No,
Street?
It was just the stores and where the fats that would go into the biscuit making, it came in barrels. It might come in at 30 or 40 barrels.
Can you
be 40 stone on a barrel?
Yeah, they were huge. Can you remember who was supplying the fats in the barrel?
The fats were supplied by Drogheda. A company in Drogheda, I can't remember the name of them now, but that's where all the fats were.
They'd come down in a big lorry?
They come down like in lorries, and there'd be about 30 barrels.
Yeah.
There were 40 stone on a barrel.
Yeah.
And there'd be about 30 barrels on a lorry.
And how, getting them off the lorry then, you know?
We had a forklift truck.
In later years, but before before
we had a crane, an overhead crane, and it used to come down along and the hooks on it would go around the barrel and lift the barrel off. Might be, you could lift two at a time.
And then when it came to the ground, you have to...
Then we used to have to put them on pallets. And barrels, if there were barrels, three barrels would fit. Because, you know, the way the barrels are rounded like that, well, only three would fit on a pallet, where we used to get in glucose and syrup. And they'd be in metal drums, and they would be straight. And four of them would fit on a pallet.
Yeah.
And we'd have them piled, maybe four or five high pallets.
Really?
And, like... What happened there was, when they started to get so busy and back full blast again, we were sent over there to work over there. And I used to be there, and there was nobody for to give us instruction or come over and show us what we should be doing. And they just put the barrels in, and I was there. And I had to work out myself how many barrels would fit on, put them on to see how they'd fit.
Yeah.
And then I had to pile them. And I recommended that he get a fork truck.
Yeah.
Because I could lift four drums, metal drums, the glucose and the syrup was in. And barrels was the three barrels I used to pile them five high. But they just drove that into the building, the fella, the buying the thing from. They drove that in, got me to sign it, and away they went, gave me the keys. And I had to work that out for myself. Like in later years, in all these big factories, including Jacobs, they had work study people.
Yeah.
That used to come in, and if that happened in my day, they'd have work study people there, and they'd do all the brain work as to how you should pile them and everything else.
Yeah. But in the early days, you had to think for yourself.
I had to think for myself. Yeah.
Did you have many people working with you?
There was only four of us worked there.
Who were they? Do you remember who they were?
Oh, God Almighty! One of them was a hard ticket. He was actually. Do you know who worked with us there?
Yeah.
Jimmy Robinson.
going.
You wouldn't know who Jimmy Robinson was.
Tell me who he was now.
He was the Irish heavyweight amateur boxing champion. He got a job in Jacobs and then he was sent over to work with me. Brian Courtney. Brian was small. And he was a flyweight boxer as well. And the two of them, it used to be guys like, Brian was a good bit older than Jimmy, and he had been boxing for a few years. And Jimmy had started.
Yeah.
And he'd be coaching. Now, we'd be waiting for barrels to come, lorries to come, and we wouldn't have anything to do. And he'd be saying, "Now, Jimmy, keep your left up more, you know." And he'd be right to the left of the head, a right to the body, a left right to the head. And this coaching used to go on all day. Boxing, yeah. Oh, he was a hard ticket, yeah. But Jimmy Robinson now, I often met Jimmy Robinson afterwards when he left. He eventually left Jacobs. But he was Irish heavyweight boxing champion.
Yeah.
He won the championship here.
So I can imagine a lot of the work would be physical, lifting and shifting.
Yeah.
And that would, you keep yourself fit by doing that.
Brian Courtney, yes, you know. And
yeah.
He was walking there one day with Jimmy and he was shouting out, "Oh, keep up your left more," you know. And he cut him and he hurt him, the big fella. And he ran and got a hold of him. "Oh, don't hit me. If you had seen what was going on, you wouldn't believe it. Like, he hit him that hard, he hurt him, and he was grabbing the hold of him. He was going to flatten him. And, like, Brian was very small, and he was 16 stone, the other lad. We used to go to the stadium every Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, all right.
So there was great interest in sport. Everybody had their own likes. You were interested in the soccer and the Gaelic games and
It's very funny. Like, I played soccer on a Saturday and Gaelic on Sunday. It could be hurling or it could be Gaelic football.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how I met Pauline, because they started a camogie team.
Oh, yes.
And my sisters joined the camogie team, and Pauline joined the camogie team.
Did you meet your wife, Pauline, in Jacobs?
No. She never worked in Jacobs, though.
Did she not? No, I was
no,
just...
No, she was... she was... what's the she used to work at?
Punch card operator.
She worked as a kind of, now computers were only coming into it at the time. Punch card accounting. That's what it was, punch card accounting. And that was the kind of forerunner of computers.
Yeah.
And they sent her on courses and to learn the computer.
Yeah.
And they were probably one of the first to have computers in Ireland.
But to go back, and what company did she work with?
She worked for...
It wasn't Pickman, was it?
No. Pardon?
It wasn't Pickman, no.
I can't remember the name of the place she worked in.
But going back to Jacobs again, so you stayed there for many, many years.
44 years, I think it was, in Jacobs.
The changes that you would have seen over your life, fierce
enormous
changes.
Well, for starters, we worked in Bishop Street in the factory, and we had the stores directly across the road in Bishop Street. And then they got a place, because we were expanding, and the stores wouldn't hold all the amount of barrels that they needed, glucose syrup and fats. And they actually owned that place in... they used to have horse and
drays.
Yeah, and they used to make their own. And that's where they had all the coach builders working there. Mm. And the coach builders, that's what was being done in New Street and New Row. Well, New Row was the kind of the seniors place where the boss always stayed, like the two men that ran the place. There was a manager and a junior manager, and they would come round the corner, you know, onto New Street and go back around New Row, you know. But they were there all the time.